guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Took a little break, a few days break, but I was so in my own head, I couldn't come up with material. I was like, I literally don't have anything to talk about. I'm so done. And then I was reflecting why am I feeling like this? This is so weird. And if you haven't noticed, Assis is into astrology. Usually the thing is, I only listen to my readings every month and stuff and try to get new perspectives and like try to grow as a human being or whatever. That's usually why I listen to them. It's just like, I don't read horoscopes or shit like that, but it's more just like, I just like self-development, you know? I need to move forward with my life. I need to get over shit. I need to develop, become a better person, which is very on brand for me. So I'm a Taurus. You can go check out all your signs, all your, like, whatever, all that bullshit on cafeastrology.com to figure all that stuff out and your placements and stuff. But aside from that, I was thinking about this stuff because it's not only me. I've talked about this with so many people. Like, you know when I'm like, oh, I slept really badly last night, and you talk about it with people. They're like, oh yeah, I did that too. Like, I was waking up several times a night, like, what the fuck? And usually I'm like, oh wait, it was a full moon. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Like, that's so strange. And I think it's happened several times. It's not a coincidence that when it's a full moon, like, people don't sleep. And like leading up to the full moon, people are just kind of confused. They're like, what's going on? And then when it's a new moon, people are like fine and doing their own shit and starting new projects and being productive. And I was like, why am I feeling this way? So I looked it up. Bro, there was a literal lunar eclipse, like a literal eclipse on a full moon yesterday, which was the 17th of July. And I was reading up about it, and it was just like, it's likely to be intense. Not only will we be dealing with the chaotic energy of literally 5 retrograde planets, but we're also left to balance the often chaotic eclipse energy. Eclipses are about fate. July's luminaries are not ideal for manifesting or starting brand new things. Instead, the universe is pouring out some truths down on us and helping to show us our path. Submit to the ride and allow yourself to open up to these things, even if they're difficult and not what you had in mind. I don't know. All this shit, like, usually I don't take things, like, to heart that much, like, but I seriously can relate when, like, planets are in retrograde and when there's full moons, especially when there's full moons. And I'm just like, I'm not here for this. Oh, fuck. Like, I'm gonna read you what is going down for me. It says, the full moon eclipse energy is intense, so retreating inward and getting in touch with your spiritual side might bring you a bit of comfort. Committing to a higher-minded activity will allow you to heal wounds in your heart. And I'm just like, why does this always happen to me? Like, I can link it in the description if you want to check out what the fuck was going on with your sign during the eclipse. But I was saying this, like, I felt so sad, and I'm on the equivalent of, like, Zoloft. It's nothing intense. It's like, literally, you can go to like your local doctor and just be like, yo, I have anxiety, and they'll be like, yeah, here's your Zoloft. Like, whatever. So I usually take that in the morning every day to like produce dopamine, because I'm like naturally not good at it and I just get anxious. And then I'm on birth control. So it's like, did I miss a pill? Like, what is this weird hormonal imbalance? Why am I feeling sad? Why do I feel gross? Like, I've just been feeling that type of way for like a week, and I just feel like it's been leading up to this fucking full moon. So I decided on Monday, I was like, I need to see my friends. That's it. Like, it's because I haven't seen my friends. Because I'm a person who just isolates myself. I'm very easily overwhelmed with like social interaction. So if I see my boyfriend and my mom, then I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, I don't need more than that. Or like, if I go to work, I'm dead. So, but I hadn't been doing anything for like a pretty long time. And then I realized, like, yo, I haven't seen my friends in like 2 months. That's pretty bad. Maybe I should leave my house and like do something. get some social stimulation. Because I was just realizing, like, I'm not having any new experiences. I have nothing new to talk about. Like, when my boyfriend comes home, he had a whole ass work day, and I've been off for, like, 2.5 weeks. And a bitch doesn't have anything to say. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to tell people? I'm like, oh, great, how was your day, and what do you eat for lunch? Like, the fuck? I don't know. Like, nothing interesting was going on. I was just getting so restless. I was still, like, going to the gym, and nothing was helping. So I just think it was, like, social. I need some social stimuli and getting, like, new experiences. So I was hanging out with everyone, like, some uni friends, going to, like, back to my college town, hanging out with people, seeing old high school friends. Like, I just called up every bitch I knew, you know, and was like, I'm having a fucking panic attack. And I had the... Again, super weird, because no one is really into astrology out of my friend group except for me. So I didn't look up these things and then feel them. I, like, felt them, and then I was like, ooh, I wonder if something's going on with the planets. And then I look it up, and then it just happens to correlate with how I'm feeling. So to me, I'm just like, why does this make so much sense? It just kind of guides me through hardship. But I was talking to people, and I was like, oh, I've been feeling really disconnected from everyone. I've been feeling really off, really weird, like, this past, like, 2 weeks. I swear to God, I talked to 5 different people, seven different people. And they're like, yeah, I felt the same way. Like, it was so nice when you called, because I've been isolating myself and getting really into my head and all the stuff. And we just had these deep conversations. Like, I've been meeting up with people, like, crazy, and everyone had the same vibe. How fucking weird is that? Like, and all of us were just like, yeah, I mean, I've been kind of isolating myself, and I just kind of feel weird, and I feel like I don't have anything new to talk about, and I'm just having a boring time, and whatever. The thing is, since, like, as it said, for my sign, I would be retreating inward and getting in touch with, like, astrology might bring me a bit of comfort or whatever, and, like, that... it would get really intense. And this isn't just the only, like, page I've been looking on. Like, I've read to, or I listened to my reading also, and they said the same thing. Like, a lot of, like, old ghosts would, like, pop up, and it's definitely been like that. Like, in my dreams and just in general, since I don't have any new experience to talk about, I just talk about old ones, and it gets old so quick, you know? I had this conversation yesterday with my guy friend, and I was just like... Like, he's like, it's good to get it out. You should talk about it more. And I'm like, I'd rather fucking go to therapy and talk about that. Like, it's just, like, really emotional, traumatic shit that I'll probably talk about on the podcast when I seek some professional help first. But, like, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm real salty. Like, a bitch holds a grudge, you know? Like, she gets riled up real quick. I forgive, I don't forget type of thing. So... even if, like, even on the podcast when I was talking about these hoes or whatever that I dropped when I was, like, 17, 18. Because they were withholding information that I felt I needed. And it's like, why do I keep talking about it? Why do I keep bringing it up? Why do I feel like it's important? To me, it's just, like, I sound like a broken record to myself. I don't even fucking want to, like, I don't care. I don't want to talk about it. It's just, like, I have nothing else to talk about. Because I think it's just, like, in the podcast it's different because I feel like it's interesting to share my experiences. And then, you know, we can have a little talk. And I feel like the situations I've been through are kind of, like, severe. I don't feel like a lot of people talk about the stuff that I've gone through. So I kind of just wanted to open that through my podcast. And I haven't spoken about it yet, obviously. But, like, a sociopathic... ex-boyfriend who was a serial cheater, a sex addict, you know, owned a gun, fun things like that. And then just having girls be mean to me and bully me my whole life, for literally just being quiet and wanting everyone to get along, or just not understanding, like, social cues. Like, I literally, not to be that bitch, like, I'm never that bitch, just like, oh my god, I have ADHD, like, everything I do is fine because something's wrong with me. Like, that's not what I mean. It's just, like, when I was younger, especially, I didn't know that I had ADHD. Like, I was diagnosed at 18, sis. So, my frontal lobe, like, the cognitive just like awareness was not there. Like people with ADHD develop that part of their brain, like it's kind of underdeveloped. Like, so you could just say like, even if I was 16, that part of my brain would be like what I was like at 14. So like, I didn't really have like a voice in my head that said, no, that's not good. Don't do that, you know? So I just feel like I went through a lot of problems for like being very emotional and like getting called certain things and like stuff like that. But you know what I mean? Like, that's not things I like to think about all the time. It's a part of me. It's a part of my experience. Again, like, I don't talk about my fucking diagnosis all the time. I do it in school usually because I'm having problems. And I have to, like, people ask me, like, oh, do you want to walk together to the, like, fucking test hall? And I have to be like, no, I'm going to a separate one. And they're like, why? And I'm like, oh, because I'm fucking retarded. Like, what do you want me to say? Just be like, oh, yeah, I just, like, go to this special room that's literally looks like a little, like, glass aquarium so I can sit and write on a computer. And you guys have to write on paper just because I felt like it. Like, no, I have to kind of tell people if people ask. Otherwise, it just gets awkward. But I feel like this fucking eclipse shit has just brought the shit out of me. And I'm like, bitch, ew, I don't want to talk about these things. Like, why are you messing with me? And I don't want to talk about these old fucking bitches. And I know it's still, like, in my brain. I know it's in my subconscious. And it just manifests in there. And it just floats around and like I have all the information, and if I'm having a conversation with my friends about certain things, or if they talk about boys, or if they talk about friend problems, it's like, oh, I've had boy and friend problems. Boyfriend problems and a boy problem. So I try to be relatable and I try to help, but then that just sends me into this like dark sphere of like, fuck my life, I spent so many years with these people I'm talking about for like no reason. And then when people are like, it's fine, you should talk about it more, you should get it out, and I'm like, there's a time and place for that. I don't want to always talk about that stuff. Like, it's really depressing. And I think this whole thing and like looking this stuff up and like having to be aware of that, there's some like, not about the energy or anything, but like talking to my friends and like feeling bad enough and looking it up and like, why do I feel this way? And knowing that this is supposed to be an intense time for me, it has been, and not necessarily because I feel a certain way when I talk about these things that have happened to me, just that when it comes up in conversation, because I don't know when I'm going to talk about them. They just kind of happen. And then I try to relate to my friends, and it's like, it's weird because it doesn't become relatable because they've never been through the same thing. So even if someone's had a boyfriend like cheat on them, or like they've had a shitty person in their life, it hasn't been as shit as my sociopathic ex-boyfriend. Or maybe my ex-boyfriend cheated on me 20 times and their boyfriend, like, I'm just saying a number, but these are the facts I have been receiving. So, and he has also admitted to it, so that's something, you know what I mean? And also, like, it's not relatable, and then it just becomes really depressing, because I can't, and no one can relate to my current relationship either, because we're literally, if you look at a couple on, like, Instagram, and they're, like, in the Maldives, and they're like, my relationship is great, and then they break up, and they have to be like, our relationship wasn't that great, it's just on social media. We're, like, the opposite of that. It's, like, everything you see on social media of me and my boyfriend are literal exact representation. It's like, we are so happy, we're doing so well. Like, the only things I think we've ever fought about is like now when we're moving house, like it's just because we're hungry and tired and we're both like completionists and we just go until we're like dead and then we want to kill ourselves. Like, but he's my best fucking friend. And no one can relate to our couple dynamic either. People are just like, oh, you're so perfect for each other. That's so annoying. It's like, oh, thanks. Sorry. I just feel like God sent him to me after all the shit I went through. So maybe he can be happy for me instead of shitting on my perfect relationship. Yeah, he's literally a perfect human being, but that's not relatable. I can't just go around my friends being like, oh, your boyfriend sucks. Yeah, my boyfriend is the best. So sorry about it. You know, it doesn't work. So what I'm trying to say is, with all this blabbery, is I feel so unrelatable to a point where it's like, it just gets depressing. And like, I shouldn't even be talking to my friend anymore. I should just go to fucking therapy. Like, and if I say something that's like rather tragic about my past or whatever, I just have to joke about it. Like, I make jokes and then people, but that has resulted in people not thinking that I actually have problems and that I'm over everything. And then people are like, you're so strong. And I'm like, hee-hee, okay. Yeah, it's just a fucking evil cycle, really. Nothing really is going correctly in my life. But yeah, those are my thoughts. And like, I just want everyone to know, if they've been feeling some type of way during the eclipse, bro, there's a new moon. You know, manifest some new things. Feel better about yourself. Don't feel bad if you're thinking about old shit like I am. But I'm making a podcast to make myself feel better about it. Because I get really down on myself. I'm like, why am I dreaming about these people, like, betraying me all over again? Or, like, why do I give a fuck? And it's not necessarily that I give a fuck about them. But I think it's also, like, when ghosts kind of follow you. Like, some of them still follow me on Instagram. Like, some of these girls, I'm like, what are you doing? And, like, I don't know, like, weird shit. I was going through people I had blocked on Instagram to see if there was someone unnecessary. And then it just reminded me of, like, all these hoes my ex-boyfriend slept with. I had to, block on Instagram. And, like, oh, we used to be friends, but then they slept with my boyfriend. Like, really fun things that no 17 to 19-year-old should be experiencing, let alone a full-grown adult. And, like, don't feel bad for reminiscing on, like, past issues. Don't feel bad for reflecting upon why you're not friends with certain people anymore. Just, like, be grateful now that you're out of that situation. You can, I feel like it's been so helpful for me to talk about it, even though I haven't wanted to talk about it, just because I've been able to vocalize, like, why am I thinking about this? This is so stupid. Like, and my other friends are like, no, it's not. Like, you went through some shit. I feel like it's very, I don't know what I'm saying, but you understand what I mean. Like, just, like, do some self-soothing, like, practices, you know? Just, like, vent, talk to someone, try to figure out, like, if you can't figure out what's going on in your own head, talk to someone so that they can, like, be, like, a little supporter in trying to, like, solve the puzzle in your head, you know what I mean? Kind of, like, just to pick your brain. I mean, that's what I usually do with my BF. That's why I love him so much, because he's so amazing. Oh, and also my mom. But she's in fucking Vegas right now, so I can't talk to her, so I'm talking to you. Yeah, my mom's gonna go see Magic Mike, and she's gonna leave me here to drown in my own emotions and tears. This is also a really unhealthy coping mechanism. I suggest, if you are like me and you joke about, like, you're really self-deprecating and anything you bring up about your past is really traumatizing for you and you just joke about it, stop doing that. It hasn't helped me very much at all. Because I went to therapy for like 6 months and then she dropped me. So that's great. Maybe she didn't like me. I have no idea. Basically, I went to therapy for all of these issues I'm literally talking about right now. And she was like, how did you deal with it? Or like, whatever. And I was like, I felt like my friends didn't care about me. And they didn't, I was in pain and like they didn't ask me how I was. And then I got really angry with my friends, like with my high school friends that were my ride or die. And I like didn't talk to them for a week. And I was like pissed off every time I saw them. And she's like, did you ever tell them that like you felt bad? And I was like, not really. And it's like, how can someone help you if they don't know that you're feeling bad, sis? How do you expect other people to be there for you if you have not expressed one fucking ounce of vulnerableness, like needing help, asking for help? You haven't said shit. you're just joking about shit or being self-deprecating, and then they're like, oh, that's uncomfortable, and then they don't talk to you about it. Or they're like, ha ha ha, yeah, I agree. So funny. He's trash. Like, whatever. So, I don't know, man. You know when people are like, wow, like, I should start meditating. Like, I should start journaling. I have so many thoughts or whatever. I've tried that. Like, I've literally tried so hard. It's not even funny. And I just feel like a fucking dork when I journal. It's like, I'm too self-critical. Like, if I try to journal and then I write something about my feelings and then I literally look at my own handwriting and I'm like, wow, you're a pussy. Like, why are you sobbing into a piece of paper? I don't really know where this podcast is going, but I'm just saying the vibes are off and I'm having problems. And I think people can relate, you know? Isolation isn't good for you. Not talking about things isn't good for you. And when you isolate yourself and don't talk about things, then you might end up like me, talking alone to a microphone, hoping that someone will listen to my problems. But like, it just made me explode. I saw every single person I saw, I just wanted to like burst out all my old grudges at. And it's like, these are the wrong people to take out these messages on. And I was having this talk with my friend and he was like, you know what? It's really healthy for you. Like, you can go to therapy, do whatever you want, but like, it's really healthy for you to actually sit and talk about these things and really get it out and don't joke about it and just be vulnerable. And it just made me sick thinking about it. Like I'm literally judging myself for being a pussy. Like, does anybody feel the same way? It's so ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's like, I have feelings. I know what I'm going to say, but I don't want to look like a pussy. And everyone else around me is saying, Lena, it's fine. Talk about your feelings. I won't judge you. It's really good for you. And they've like opened up the safe environment for me. And still, what do? I shit on their safe environment. And I'm like, this discussion is over. I feel like a dumbass. I feel like I'm so stupid for holding on to these things. I don't fucking know what to do, man. Anyone who's gonna say astrology is dumb and you just read that and now you're freaking yourself out. Like, no, I was already freaking out by this fucking weird ass eclipse energy for 2 weeks prior to this. I don't fucking know why. Fucking eclipses and full moons, bitch. It fucks me up. And I don't really know why. Like, every time I can't sleep, I'm fucking dying. I'm thinking about all of the people I'd like want to go to hell. And then it just gets really awkward. Like, it's not really something everyone wants to hear about. So how was your week? No, I don't know. I don't know if anyone can relate, but like, honestly, I've just been feeling really unproductive, so tired, so like, oh my God, am I iron deficient? Like, vibes. Also, I've been broke as shit because I started my job in June and then you don't get paid until the end of July. So your girl is waiting another week for her paycheck and my mom left for Vegas. So I have no emotional support. my boyfriend, Sam, will be here in approximately 30 minutes. So I'm excited about that because then I can go rant to him. But yeah, honestly, if you find someone, even if it's not your mom or like your friends or whatever, just like see a therapist. I feel like no matter what you have, like if there's clinically something wrong with you, I don't find like it's something wrong with me. I just think it's a little cute quirk of mine, is having ADHD and OCD. But you know, sometimes I feel a lot of people feel like they don't want to burden others with their hardship and their information, like, and then they just keep everything inside and then they self-implode and like get burnt out and don't go to school or don't work, and that's not healthy, sis. You know, get you a good face mask, a good skincare routine. Maybe like if you're talking to some fuckboys, maybe drop them, you know. Just like be alone for a while. Say like, yo, I need to like relax and like go to therapy. And you'll find, oh my God, that's something my mom would say all the time. She's like, if you can't talk to me, find another adult that you can speak to that you feel comfortable with. Literally me with all my friends' moms. But I feel like my mom was that mom to everybody else too. Like, I would bring friends over and then they would just sit and talk to my mom and not hang out with me. And I'm like, oh, thanks. I don't know what I've said And I don't know what I haven't said in this little pod, but, like, bruh, everyone needs to talk to someone. And I don't care if you're like, I haven't seen my friends in 2 months and I haven't written to any of them. They're going to think I'm weird if I text them. No, like, reconnect with your bays, you know, with your bros. Just, like, they're, because everyone, I was feeling the same way. And then now on Monday, I was like, I'm alone and I have zero friends and I need to hang out with people. I saw 7 fucking human beings, bro. I'm really proud of myself. I did that, sis. Like, I am a social person. Extrovert. Who? Me. Thank you. And, like, as soon as I was telling them, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry I haven't texted you guys. And, like, I miss you guys so much and blah, 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 blah. They were said the exact same thing. They were like, I'm so happy that you texted me. I missed you. I've just been really bad at texting people. Like, everyone goes through the same shit. Everyone needs to talk. Everyone's here for a good little bro moment and a supportive moment, you know? Because I have been isolating myself in my room watching YouTube videos for 2 weeks. And usually that is my self-care routine. Like, if I've had a little bit too much social interaction, I'll just lock myself up in my room and drink tea and watch YouTube and, like, take a good nap. Even when my boyfriend's home, I do this. I'm like, I need a break. And then I just go up for, like, an hour and sleep. And then I come back down. I'm a new human being. You know? Fun things like that. But that didn't really work when you've already been alone for 2 weeks. That's just called getting into a depressive state, which I have been in before. And so I have learned the signals. I knew that if I did not call my friends, things would get worse. And I would probably fucking just die on my couch while eating Cheetos, you know? Not really cute. I would say exercise to people if you're feeling this way, but also that wasn't doing it for me because I usually do that when I'm overstimulated. Anyone who says, like, if you have anxiety, if you have ADHD or something like that, or depression, and you know when psychiatrics are like, you know, if you don't want to go on medication, you should, like, move your body. You get natural dopamine. You should go to the gym. And then you're like, ha, 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 yeah, right. I'm not going to do that. And then it goes 2 years. You've tried, like, a bunch of medication. It's fine, you know. And then you go for a run, like, once. And you come home and you're like, oh, my God. This is what it's like. This is great. And then that's basically what happened to me. And then I started doing it every week. And before, I used to, I think I was at the gym 4 or 5 times a week, depending on how much school I had. And now when I don't have a summer routine or anything, like, I don't really have anywhere to be. Like, my shifts start next week with my job. So I've just been home, bro. And it's been really depressing. So going to the gym, letting some steam out has worked partially, but, like, I'd rather do it when I'm overstimulated, and then it kind of puts my brain to sleep. It gets all the energy out, and then I can, like, go to bed in peace. I don't know. If you're feeling bad, dude, you need to help yourself. Like, you can't just mope around and feel like shit. Reach out to someone. Go to the gym. Go for a walk, bro. Even when I just feel kind of grossed out and down and anxious, I want to go into nature, you know? See the trees, see the ocean, wherever you live. I'm like 5 minutes from a walking path by the ocean. So I just go down there and I just, like, get asthma a little bit, and then I come back home and I'm fine. I'm cured, you know? Just listen to a good podcast. After this, maybe save this podcast. I know it's, like, literally already over, but you can always listen to my other podcasts. Just, like, find, like, a self-care podcast, or go into, like, a meditation app and just put on some soothing shit, you know? That's some real, real good shit. And it honestly makes everything better. I also was a person who was like, meditating? What the fuck? Like, that is so dumb. But I think I only said that just because my mind never stops and goes at the pace of literally a fucking spaceship. Speed of light, sis. So meditating for me has been a struggle, but I just got a meditation app because I use it for sleep because I can't. Oh yeah, I also take medication to fall asleep. So if you want to know my medical history, just hit me up, you know. But I, like, actually tried to meditate, like, once, and I sat there for, like, 10 minutes during, like, a guided meditation. Afterwards, bro, I felt, I've never taken a drug in my whole entire fucking life, but I felt like I just had taken something. Like, I felt high. Like, I felt so lightheaded and, like, empty in my brain, like, after I had meditated for the first time. And I was like, oh my God. Like, is this what normal people's brains feel like? Just, like, I think I asked my boyfriend that too once. I was like, what does it feel like? What do boys think about? Or I'm like, I always think about everything. Like, what do you think about? He's like, I don't know, it's just kind of empty. What the fuck? Like, so if you want to be like my boyfriend, and he's a very smart man, by the way. This is not me dragging him. But if you want to be as relaxed and zen as him, like, why do you think I'm with him? It's because he's relaxed and zen. Balance each other out perfectly, you know? But if you just want to be a neutral ass bitch, want to get at that even emotional level, just feel sick as fuck, like really content, you should meditate. It's really good for you. I don't know what this episode is, to be fucking honest, but I feel like it's been flowing a little more than like other episodes. Ooh, side note, just got a text from my guy friend that I've been talking about this with for 2 days straight. He gave a little tip about hard things that you don't want to talk about. He says, I think you should talk about it as much as you feel like talking about it, because it's worse to keep it all inside because it poisons you. There you have it. Seek help. Start your own podcast and rant to strangers on the internet. On that note, you know, have a glorious fucking day. Go outside, look at the trees, hear the birds chirping, sis. Get a tan, you know, if you're not into that. Stay in the shade. Read a book. I should really read a book. I should stop being on the fucking internet because it's getting really hard for me. You know, meditate. See a therapist. Hang out with your friends. That sounds just like things that normal people do. Like, it doesn't sound like it should be something that you don't already do. Yeah, I need to get on that shit, so I'm gonna go book a fucking therapist appointment, gonna talk to my boyfriend for 2 hours about me feeling like this, and edit this pod. Yeah, I'll fill you in like the blanks of all the gossip that I brought up in this video, probably in the next podcast, to be honest. I just need to sort out my fucking thoughts on all these things first. So remind me if I don't do it. Okay, so Lena is telling you right now to remind her. It's like you're my fucking Google Home or like my Alexa. Alexa, set a notification for Lena's tea involving her abusive, sociopathic ex-boyfriend who cheated on her over 20 times and owns a gun. And also, hoes that bullied her for doing absolutely fucking nothing and being a child. Okay, great. Now that I've told you, now that I've told my Alexa, see you next week, bitches, and take care of yourselves. Bye!